so it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
Hey guys, what's up? Recording the intro to the pod me and Just Heather did earlier today. It was basically about the presidential debates. Saw them last night, did the podcast, and about to start my 24-hour stream, my 24-hour half-assed stream on Twitch. Bit scared, never done a 24-hour stream. Stayed up for 24 hours before, but you know, got to be on. So we're going to see how that goes, doing some giveaways. If you hear this between the 30th and the 1st, between 5 p.m. to 5:05 p.m. on the 1st, stop by. We're going to have some fun. Either way, right now, I want you to enjoy. This is about the presidential debates. No specific episode, just, you know, 2020 presidential debates. Enjoy. Thank you, Craig. All right. Like official, and welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today is...
Just Heather.
Oh, people. See, we have lives. Well, Heather has a life. I don't have a life, but Heather has a life. So, you know, we get these out as soon as we can, as quickly as we can. And it's 2020, so like, it doesn't matter if it's a day, 2 days, a week. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes. We've already missed some major big news. So we're not going to backtrack because there's just way too much. I can't even contemplate the amount of stuff that we've wanted to talk about but haven't been able to. So we're just going to go directly to the big meat of it all, the presidential debate with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. What are your thoughts? Have you watched the debate?
I watched it live. I watched it in real time as it was happening. I popped popcorn for it. I bought a 6-pack beforehand because I thought I'd have to be slightly inebriated. And it turned out, I think Chris Wallace also was regretting not being inebriated because it was a sloppy shit show. It was like watching a UFC fight. It was entertaining in ways that the leaders of our nation should not be entertaining.
Exactly. Yeah. And myself, I didn't want to. I've said to you, I've said to Mr. Roland that I don't like watching. Like, I don't watch the news. I don't watch regular news. I usually get my stuff from a few specific Young Turks online, Hassan Piker, few other various YouTube channels I watch where one thing I like about the Young Turks is they'll hold both sides accountable. But I see the art. Like, if I look at something now in the past few days, it's generally, let me see, like, it's something specifically important that I need to pay attention to. Like, well, it wasn't specific, but they talked about Chris Wallace's performance. So I wanted to see what their point of view was. Because a lot of people giving Chris Wallace a lot of shit on both sides. Republicans, obviously.
Oh, of course.
You know, even though he's one of theirs. But I'm of the mind of, what did you want him to do? Like,
so that was... Okay. I don't even know where to start with this shit. That was kind of in the mindset of me too. Because Trump just railroaded everything at every point and turn that he could. And I'm not sure I would have had the same amount of patience that Chris Wallace had. Like, there's a reason people like you and I are not invited to do these types of things.
Yeah. Which people gave Joe Rogan shit, but I guarantee you it would have been... He wouldn't have let him just... If you keep that same format, but add Joe Rogan, he would have been like, Yo!
Well, there's Mr. President! There's a reason they don't invite Joe Rogan to do it either.
Mr. President. Well, Trump wanted to do it on Rogan. And I was like, that's not it's not going to go how you think it's going to go.
Yeah, I don't know what is like. I mean, it would have been bad for either one of them, but I don't know what Trump would have thought.
Well, here's the thing. In comparison, Rogan would have. The difference is Trump, as far as speaking coherently, may have made a couple of specific points, but all of his points were things that don't have to do with the presidency. Like, he wanted to talk about, like, he's trying to push Hunter Biden. There's a current scandal that was brought up in the past few days from Fox News, I believe, or some right-wing source about him paying a Russian woman for prostitutes or something. Where, okay, in general, you can't pull that card, Trump. That's not your card to pull. You, like, when it comes to nepotism, no one does it better than you, for good or bad, okay? So that in general, and him doing, like, okay, here's the problem with last night is, well, here's I'm gonna give you the bonuses, the upside and the bad side. The upside to last night is Joe Biden. He had a few moments where you could tell he almost messed up, and Trump actually saved him a couple of times by not shutting his fucking mouth. Where there was at least one or two times where Biden was about to slip up, and Trump interrupting him gave him, which I'm certain that he's preparing for this. And I'm sure that what's happening before time, they have different things they're going over now. He's going to go here. This is what you say to here. Like, you know, Kamala Harris is a prosecutor. And I know that lawyers go, I've dealt with lawyers when I got arrested once.
My dad is a lawyer.
For a different day. And they constantly will go over your defense. Here's what they're going to say. This is what they're going to say. They're going to try this. They're going to try that. They want to get you to react like this. And you could see as Trump was just spewing just the shit that Trump spews, you could see a few times where he was just like, oh, you lucky they told me to shut the fuck up. Oh, you lucky they told me to shut the fuck up. I want to go at you.
My biggest hope was that Biden was going to keep it together. Because I'll be honest, if somebody started talking shit about one of my kids, I would have gone off. But again, I'm not a politician. I'm just a regular person.
Well, neither is Trump. No, Trump's not a politician either. He proved that last night by everything that he said and or did. And just, it's okay. Here's the thing. You don't need Biden in that scenario last night. That's just the problem. Like, that was needed because it's how things are done, and there, for whatever reason, is a segment of the population that, in my opinion, you're just stupid. I'm sorry, ignorant. And the reason why I say you're ignorant is stupid. I'm not talking about Trump supporters. I'm talking about people who are undecided.
Well,
here's the thing. I have, in the past few months, I've had this view that when it comes to Trump supporters, you're one of two things. You're either morally lacking, or you're very intelligent lacking. It's one or the other. It has to be one or the other. If you're undecided, you're just stupid. Because if it's about not being a good person, you just choose Trump. Or you choose, like, you know what I mean? If you're undecided, that means you're having some type of thought of back and forth. And I'm sorry, just last night alone proves why Trump should not be president. Why? We're dealing with a major pandemic, and all the people that he put in charge of these things to fight the pandemic are saying something, and they're the experts on it. He's the expert of bullshitting. And he's like, no, they're wrong. I disagree with them. And they're like, but they said that, well, no, they're wrong. But I'm the best at picking people. Well,
dude, it has been an incredible. Well, so if you were undecided, like the debate was not going to be a deciding factor at all. Like I tried to go into it as a mindset of if I was Trump was a blowhard. I found Biden to be a little like humdrum. Like he's just not a candidate. See, I'm voting for him just because I do not want Trump in office. Like I'm in that camp. No, I don't dislike the guy. I don't think he's the best for the job, but I think he has a fairly decent track record overall. It's just like, I was like an old white dude in the office. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people are ready for something different. But I don't know how you could look at Trump being either a Trump supporter or undecided and be like, that, yeah, this is who I want running my country.
Well, no, here's the thing. Trump, okay, this is not Trump, Biden. This is what they did. This is what the DNC did. They need the Republican voters. So their best chance is Joe Biden. He's not the best to go against Trump. He's the best to get Trump voters to come over to that side. That's what he is. Because nobody's, I mean, there might be a small segment that's, you know, that the people who were there from the beginning for Biden, but that's it. Because everybody else, nobody wanted Biden. He's not the best choice. Kamala Harris, she should be against Trump. That would have been a completely, like, that debate is what I'm looking forward to. Because if she would have been up there against Trump, I mean, really. Not only would she have been able to go back at him, she wouldn't have had to worry about keeping her composure. She, because with Biden, he's old. It's not his fault. It happens.
Okay? It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. It happens, okay? And, but so he has to, he's, one, he's old. Two, it's public speaking on TV with the nation and the world watching. So put anybody up, like, okay, I stream, all right? And it's not the same thing, but it kind of is, because at the very least, it's the opportunity that I could have the same amount of people watching me and I wouldn't know it until it happened. They know it's happening. And with nobody, with one person watching you, it's stressful. So turn yourself 76, 77 years old, and you have to go against Trump, and you have to remember key points. He actually gave policy and points, and, you know, and he stayed on point, and he remembered. He talked to the people. But what I found, and the next time this happens, you have to do this. And the reason I did this was because someone said the way you can, I saw a tweet, I probably sent it to you once, a TikTok video where, like, the way you can tell when Trump lies, he has a tell, is when he does that thing where he takes his hand and brings it back, brings it wide and in and out. He's like, that's when he's about to tell a lie. So based off of that, just in general, I was like, wait a second. I'm looking at Biden, and I was like, wait, let me look at Trump. Let me look at Trump while Biden is talking, because I want to see what he's going to do. And I just watched his brain. And you could tell some of the things he was kind of like, no one told me that. Why didn't they tell me that? Why didn't I know this?
They had very different body language during the debate, which I thought was interesting. And I actually ended up reading like an article talked about how like different they were in the debate. They compared Trump sort of to a hawk eyeing down his prey, where Biden spoke directly into the camera.
Yes, yes.
People, and it was just an interesting like juxtaposition between the two of them, I thought.
You ever see, I know you've seen it, that stupid meme, and it's like, you know, they have those filters where you take off the nose of somebody and they have that stupid frog looking smile.
Yeah.
And you've seen the meme where it's just Trump making that face where he just makes the face where he just looks from side to side, but yeah. It's with that filter. Yeah, that was him all night. That was his look minus the smiling aspect. He would just look over at him and then kind of twitch to the left and look to the right and twitch to the left, and arms would come out and he'd do this raptor dance. Yeah. like he's a T-Rex with his arms going out back and forth, back and forth. And you saw him. And I know we don't like Trump either. I know it that's how it made us feel last night too, where, you know, he wouldn't shut up, and we were just like, ah, and even to a point where Biden was like, will you just shut up? Just like, can you just shut up?
Oh, it was never ending. He never stopped. I will say, to Biden's credit, he did very good at continuing his train of thought while just Trump rambled in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you see that meme though? The only time Trump shut up is when they asked him to denounce white supremacy.
Yes, I was actually just about to bring that up. Is like, I was watching this and I was just like watching this and letting Hassan Piker, you know, I let him do the script for me. The reason I watch him in other shows like that is because it drains me to watch it and no one is saying the things that we all should be saying, and those sources, they say it. But I'm watching, and Chris Wallace brings up, okay, I want to, what would you do? What would you tell the African-American community in regards to race relations and what you plan to do for them? And Biden says what he says, and then it goes to Trump, and he completely stops talking about, like, he said maybe one sentence regarding black people, like, maybe what happened to George Floyd was terrible. And then from there on, completely just went to law and order and pro cops. And like, he literally just, okay, the cause. And the cause. And yeah. Well, we didn't even get to that yet. We're not even to that part.
All right, all right. Sorry.
We're not even to that part. We're just to the part where Chris Wallace asked the two presidential candidates, what do you plan to do for black? What do you want to tell black people? You know, the American black voter, what do you want to tell them? And Trump immediately goes to supporting the military, police officers, law and order, making sure people are locked up. It's called Black Lives Matter, and we didn't even matter enough to you to even give a bullshit answer of what you're going to do for us. We didn't even matter enough for the President of the United States to address anything to do with us other than the things that are happening to us. If anything, what he told black Americans is, I will continue to make sure to fuck you over. That's basically what he said. Everything he said, law and order, supporting the police, like no aspect, nothing he said at all was good for black people other than maybe the boast, if he even said that. And I don't know, because he said there were so many of his classics that were up there last night that I've heard so many times that if this wasn't a live presidential debate, I would have assumed I was watching a rerun. But that he's done the most for black Americans over the past years and this and that. And like, I was literally standing up. I'm like, hello, we're over here. Hello. Like, he just, it was like 30 seconds into after the question was asked, black people, poof. It's like we didn't exist, except as the people to throw the cops at and stuff like that. And then, as you mentioned,
yeah, it's ironic though when it comes to like law enforcement, because I know that's the right's big stance or big like arguing point is that Biden wants the lawlessness and he's the one that wants to defund the police. But Trump's budget called for a $400 million cut to local law enforcement assistance. So like it's weird to like, listen, these are all things you can. Anybody's word at face value that's a politician to begin with. But why you would take Trump's in particular, like you could verify shit online fairly easily. What happens in the Senate is reported on.
It's not even just, I mean, well, yeah, there's that. But they don't, obviously. But you don't have to. Your eyes should tell you that this person should not be president. Last night, that person on the stage acting like a damn fool who on one hand tells he wants to follow the scientists but doesn't believe a damn thing they say. What is it? We can't, like, there was one part where literally, I'm trying to remember what it was because I caught it. It's this thing that he does. I think you brought it up to me, where he will say one thing and then say the exact opposite, so he covers all bases, basically saying nothing.
He didn't answer like, on anything.
It was something where he was like, it was weird. It was literally like he mentioned something where he was like, this is this, but that's also good. Like at the end, when that sentence right there just completely makes the first sentence that he said before pointless. Because you're speaking out both sides of your mouth. But again, whatever. You don't need to be a rocket science to tell that, yeah, this guy, like, it's not, it's you're either stupid or you're just evil.
Trump, like, dirty talking in bed? Like,
I would.
Top and long would be like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh. Oh, you know, I,
I've ever seen.
I have the best penis. You know, you love giving head to me. You know that my penis feels the best in your mouth, better than any penis that you've ever felt, ever, ever.
I was talking to some friends of mine, and they said it was the greatest penis. And then it went in, and then it went the out, and it went the in, and then it went the out.
He doesn't ask.
Okay, shut up.
He doesn't go, you know, you like that. No, his is a statement. You like that. No. You like that. You know, you love that. No, you think this is so great. Okay. I'm done. Gonna get an Egg McMuffin.
An Egg McMuffin. I feel like that's your ending move. Are you projecting a little bit? Egg McMuffin.
It's just... I wouldn't really give a rat's ass if he wasn't president. I gave two shits about Donald Trump before he became president, but...
But now we're forced to.
Well, it's just a thing, like, on all fronts, you suck. If you're going to at least fuck us over, look good while you do it, okay? If you're at least going to fuck us over, make everybody else think that we're fucking, you know, we're worthwhile. Like, you made us look, we look stupid, we look like we have an incompetent president, we look like idiots because we elected you president.
I was reading, I don't think I told you about, maybe I didn't tell you about this. It was a couple of weeks ago. There was a really good Ask Reddit thread that I was reading, and they asked people in other countries, what do you think America looks like? Like, what is your general thoughts on America now with everything going on? And one person summed it up so well, and it was sort of heartbreaking, because I'm like, yeah, I get that. He said, to me, America was that big brother you looked up to that is now a drug addict. I'm like, Yeah. Same, bro.
Yeah. Except for black people, we always knew it was a drug addict. we always knew that motherfucker used to smoke crack in the backyard. We caught him a few times.
Crack is whack.
But it's just... Okay, here's the thing, people. And you have to vote. Because here's the thing. Trump is going to try to steal the election. He makes no qualms about it. He says he's
setting up his loss. I think that I fully believe that's what he's doing. Is all this talk about voter fraud, which has not been proven. It is unsubstantiated.
It's never been proven. That's the thing.
It is just a setup in the event he loses. So the loss could be blamed on that, and the loss could be blamed on, I don't fucking know, what does he blame everything on? Antifa and the radical left and this and that and Clinton and Obama, like everything. It's just, instead of rather look at his shitty record for the past 4 years, it is just set up to blame everything else. His loss will not be a true loss in his eyes. It'll be a loss because of fraud and, you know, rigging and all kinds of other dopey shit.
Which here's the thing. Again, the problem with Trump is he's a con artist, but he's not even a good con artist. Because if you have a kid or a friend or a person who says certain shit to you, you know that that's the motherfucker you shouldn't trust. Like, if you have a friend that goes, yo, when you go away for the weekend, dog, yo, I don't know, you got to be careful, man. I heard some people want to rob your house. I heard some people, they like that PlayStation 4. That you got there. I heard some people like that big screen TV. I'm just saying, be careful. Somebody might rob your house. And you come back and your house is robbed. Motherfucker, I know who robbed my house.
By the way, unrelated, I know somebody who got robbed, and the conversation with someone prior was sort of similar to that.
It's awful, you know, you're the one doing it. Yes. Yes, the bag that was found in the gutter that I didn't hear from anybody but you. Motherfucker, you probably paid somebody to put it there. And he said it twice. They had Trump on it. That's not good. That's okay. One, no.
That's not good.
One, it's not good. But two, you're a dumb fuck for saying that, because basically what you're saying is that your own people are trying to commit fraud. Like, what are you? Really? So just, yeah. It's you got to vote. And here's the thing. The reason why I say you got to vote is because right now, literally, where America stands and what's at stake here, this is it. This is all we got. I literally have no clue legally what other recourse America as a country can take to protect ourselves from this president. And I don't mean this, and I mean this exactly how I say it. I don't say it as hyperbolic. I say it as I say it, because he was already impeached. From what I know, that's the only other thing other than voting him out of office that we have as American citizens to protect our country from the president. So that's out the window. They could easily do it again, but what the fuck is he going to do? They're going to fuck it up again, or he just is not going to care again. So this is the only thing we have, and I don't have any faith in the government or the system, just because I already know one way that he will most likely try to steal the election is because of mail-in voting and ballots and coronavirus and everything. It's going to take a while to count. So what he's going to do, one possible thing he can do, is he is going to prolong the actual naming of the president for as long as possible. That helps him, because what will happen is once he reaches a certain deadline, the electorates of each state have to then appoint who they believe is winner. And that then puts him, he's going to have those Florida states, you know, he's going to have Florida in his pocket. They'll do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, he'll definitely get Florida.
So
100%.
And the electoral college in general is just stupid.
Yeah, I don't really I tried to look into it to understand it. I have a friend who's really good with politics, and she has a really good understanding of them, and she explained it to me, and I'm still like, this is fucking stupid. And she said, yeah, no, it is stupid on a major. She's like, it's better on a local level with things, but you know, there's only been four presidents that have won on an electoral college.
Which yeah, probably and, yeah, which, and...
And I believe they were all Republicans. Don't bet your life on it.
No. Well, at least two of them, we know for a fact, were for the most part stolen elections. Like, it should be... the popular vote should be the only vote. Period. One person, one vote. That's all it should be. There's no reason in this day and age why it should... Well, you know, these states, they have less people, so they don't get as much representation. So they send somebody in the Senate, and that's their fucking representation. But when it comes to making decisions for the whole country, as in the person who runs the whole country, you don't get an extra person. You're one person. I'm one person. Just because I live next to somebody else doesn't make me half of a person. The Constitution made me 3/4 of a person. But that's neither here nor there. Okay? That's neither here nor there. The point is, one person, one vote. If you live in a state where you have less people, oh fucking well. I happen to be one of those states right now. Oh fucking well. One person, one vote. At the end of the day, what number is higher? That's who wins. End of story. There's no, yeah. you don't take it to a court. You go, the judge, what was Biden's vote? 755 million and three. And what was Trump's vote? 750,000. Which number is bigger, Biden's? Case closed.
You know what though? I think though, even if Biden wins, and this makes me sad to think, I don't even think his presidency would start out well. Just because I think Trump would drag on his drama bullshit for long, and nothing would get done.
Here's the thing. Well, there's one thing that I did appreciate that Biden kept saying, that point where he was like, here's the thing, people, vote. Vote. And it doesn't matter what he says. It's that said and done. I like how he said that. I like that. However, here's the problem. We're fucked no matter what. We're fucked if we do, we're fucked if we don't. If Biden wins, we're fucked. Well, no. If Trump wins, we'll go with Trump first. If Trump wins, we're fucked because... there's nothing to, like, he had to try to get reelected. Now he doesn't. Now all he has to do is figure out a way where he can fuck us over so that he can stay president. Okay? With Biden winning, he has a month and a half, 2 months to fuck us over, to do whatever the fuck he wants. Either way, we're fucked. Chris Wallace made the point to tell both of them, will you please tell, extremists on both sides, would you tell either of those sides to please back down, you know, whatever. And Like you said before, he couldn't even do that. He was like,
that's where we were going. Yes. Talking about white supremacy.
Stand by. And what was the other word you said?
Stand by and stand down.
No, I don't think he said stand down. I literally don't think he said stand down specifically, because I think the specific phrase was not stand down.
Stand back and stand by. Sorry.
See? Stand back and stand by. That's not what he asked you to do. That's what you say to somebody when you're about to go do some stupid. That's some shit you say to your boys when you walk into a place and you know there's about to be some beef. Yo, that's my girl's ex-boyfriend right there. Yo, just stand back, stand by in case something happens. That's what that means.
Okay, can I read you a small transcript?
Go ahead.
If you would be so kind. I will tell you exactly what the conversation was. So Chris Wallace basically said, would you condemn white supremacy? And so Trump said, you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Hold on. Give me a name. Go ahead. Who would you like me to condemn? Wallace said, white supremacists. And Biden then interjected, Proud Boys. Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. He's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right wing problem. This is a left wing problem.
So I want to pause you right there and make a few points. One, who the fuck has a problem with thinking up when someone goes, can you please admonish racism and racist? Who asks? Who do you need me to say? Who? I can't think of any. Who do I need to? Motherfucker, it's not.
He was like, can you please clarify what you mean?
Yeah. Who? I can't think of who. Why? What's everybody? I'm proud to announce the launch of SavageGraphicsMedia.com. It is where you can find all the Broke Blurred Pod episodes, information. I mean, technically, it's still going to bring you back to Anchor, but it's a one-stop shop. You can our YouTube page. You can see all the other Savage Graphics Media items, promos, merch, anything have you. Stop by SavageGraphicsMedia.com. Check it out. Why does it take you so long to think of who?
I don't know. In all of them.
that's the first red flag. Like when your kids do something wrong or stupid or lie, and they start thinking, yeah, you did it. You did something you weren't supposed to do.
They all stared at you like, huh? What? Yeah. I don't know. Well, this wasn't me.
So that was one. Two, I want to point out that the FBI, which it's his FBI, which he, unless they're kissing his ass and saying the shit he wants to say, they're not his FBI, but the FBI has already, they've said without a shadow of doubt, the problem that we have in America is not Antifa, which is not an actual organization.
Yeah, it's an ideology, if anything.
Exactly. Like Biden said, it's an ideology. It's anti-fascism.
And the FBI has actually looked into Antifa and deduced that it was not a group. It was an ideology.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's literally stands for anti-fascism. If you're for fascism, you're an asshole. So by definition, you're either an asshole or you're Antifa. It's only one of the two. I hate to disappoint every single person out there that may or may not be listening to this, but you are either an asshole or you're Antifa. Because if you're not Antifa, you're for fascism, which makes you an asshole. So that's one. Two, they also, FBI has said and pointed out that right-wing extremists are the biggest problem we have when it comes to terrorism in this country. Terrorist groups. They're right. They literally, like, that's what our issue is currently. So, like.
And it's not the first time that it's been an issue either. There just seems to be a more the resurgence seems to be a lot more in view than it used to be.
I wonder why. I wonder why we came out of the woodwork.
This is the argument I had gotten into with my father-in-law, was you should have a problem with anybody who panders to these white supremacy groups. It should bother you that, because my father-in-law fucking loves Trump. And I don't know why. My father-in-law is a gay man. And not demographic. But I said, you should have an issue with anybody who would pander to these groups. With that being said, I'm not surprised that Trump didn't condone white supremacy. That's a large part. I didn't wake up. I saw a lot of people being offended this morning. And I'm not offended because I'm jaded at this point. I knew he wouldn't do it. He hasn't done it in the past. That is a large portion of his voter group. Of course he didn't, condemn them. Why, however long before an election?
Oh, no. He's stupid for not condemning him. I can tell you why. Really? He should have condemned him.
His supporters are there.
I'm not surprised that he didn't condemn him, but here's why he's stupid. He would have come out looking 50 times better had he said, "What, Chris, come on. Of course, I do not condone white supremacy and hate or violence of any kind. All right? That's not who I am." He could have said that. He could have lied his ass off like he always does. No one would have believed it, including the fucking racist. So they wouldn't have held it against him. But at the very least, you give enough of a fuck to make believe like you give a fuck.
This is the thing, though. And this is how I'm thinking of it. I think it wouldn't make sense for him to condemn white supremacists. Because, and I get what you're saying. Like, hey, if he condemned them, he could have appealed to a undecided voter group. It's like, oh, see? He, doesn't like these shitty fucking people.
Because
I think he would have gained less undecided followers than he would have turned off his current followers. So it makes sense to me that he wouldn't have condemned them.
Well, the reason why I don't think that is true is because
I do.
His current follower, no matter what he does, they will follow him.
It doesn't matter what he does.
So I don't see him saying, first off, if you're a white supremacist and you're for Trump and he says that, are you going to go, fuck, he doesn't like us? Or are you going to go, he just had to say that. They made him say that. That's all they're going to say. They made him say that. They made him say it. We know how he really feels. That's all they're going to say. So for him, for actually 90% of everything that he does for his presidency is stupid and idiotic, for the main reason of he could still say, not say, but he could still, like, as far as all the illegal and fucked up shit he does, he could have, for this past 4 years, he could have continued to do all of that and package it all way better.
I think that would have taken too much work. And I don't, like, and as you mentioned, his cult, like, they don't care what he does. Like, when the shit came out, I was like, come correction. On, I'd be pissed off about this.
Correction, Heather. That wouldn't have taken too much work. That would have taken work. Not too much. Just work. In general, just a modicum of work. Like, I want you to find, if you can, real quick, just something. Just Trump, something Trump tried to push, say, and or do. Just, I need a statement or something to give you an example of what I mean. Just something.
All right,
outlandish.
So, I actually, and something outlandish that his people are okay with.
Just a view that he espoused, something he would say that he's trying to sell to people that us on the left to middle can easily see how stupid that is, and those on the right eat it up.
I actually think some of his opinions about Biden defunding the police was a really good example of something that is blatantly untrue that his side eats up.
Okay, here you go. So, two things. I respect Biden in the sense of what his plan is what defunding the police is. This is what people are understanding. Defund the police is literally what Biden's plan is. The problem is, defund the police is a bad phrase. It's a bad phrase. It doesn't accurately depict what it's what the purpose is. The purpose is literally not to defund the police as far as not give them help. It's to allocate money to go to specific programs so that they don't have to point a gun and shoot at everything.
Though ironically, like, Trump is trying to push like a $4 million like cut to that.
So literally, what Trump could do and say is he could, when that question came up, he could be like, actually, I do want to talk about that. Now, I did propose a major cut to the police because there are very, very, very fine women on the police force. And I want to make sure that, you know, we've had a lot of with the death of George Floyd, which was horrible. The death of Breonna Taylor, which is horrible. Until we can figure out the best way to do things, I did propose that, you know, we do bring back on their budget some so that we can properly figure out how to train them so that these things don't happen. And once they rise up to where that badge and that uniform strongly represents and that I know that they can do, that I've seen them do, that I've talked to strong police officers that work out there every day and risk their lives. I know these people are good, and I know these people deserve to have their departments and the police officers as a whole be brought up. And that's why. That's the first step to doing that. Now, everything I just said is a bunch of bullshit. He would never say that. But you see how easy that was? He just sold defund the police to the American public, which the right, the left side already wants. So automatically that you're listening to that and you hear him talk about it like that makes you not hate him as much and makes Biden look worse until, you know, Biden actually has to explain the whole, you know, bringing somebody there, yada, yada, yada. But on his side of things, on his people's side, they'll go, no, see, he's worried about stuff. See? He's doing it because of George Floyd, you know. That's what he's trying to do. He doesn't want to defund the police. He just wants to minimize their budget some. You know what I mean? All he has to do, he could easily, everything he wants to do, he could do and just bullshit us better. That's all we're asking. Be a fucking politician. Be a fucking politician. Bullshit us better. Fuck us over, but make us feel good while you're doing it. And you're not doing that. You're literally just fucking us over. And all your fucking, you know, no offense, I don't kink shame, but let's just be honest. All your fucking Trump fans are fucking BDSM.
Do not lump BDSM in with Trump's
fans. No. Here's the thing. I'm not, like, in an alternate universe, if you have to just, what they are BDSM bottoms. That's all they are. They're all BDSM bottoms. They can't make a decision for themselves, no matter what he says and does. They're subs. They want to constantly talk about the left being cucks and snowflakes and this, but you guys are the biggest subs there ever were. Like, I'm sorry, and you're like, well, how can you? Simply because I hate to disappoint you, especially when it comes to Black people and Black Lives Matter. You guys keep going Black Lives Matter and Democrats and no. Black Lives Matter, we're over here. Democrats happen to be standing closest to us right now. But that's its own thing. If they don't do the shit, we will say just as much shit about them as we will about the other side. I'm not Black Lives Matter, but I'm Black, so you know, I'm Black, so automatically, yeah. All right. But as a Black man, no, I don't give a fuck if you're Republican, Democrat. Hell, I don't like politics. I could give a rat's ass about politics. And until Trump got elected, I really gave a fuck less. And the only reason I give a fuck is because immediately I saw how horrible it would be and it could get. And it got worse than I ever expected. You know, when people compared him to Hitler, I never, ever, 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 ever went that route or frame of mind and until now. Whereas now, yeah, no. That's Like, we have internment camps. There's kids in them, which is not the first time, to be honest. We've had Japanese internment camps. Now we have a Mexican internment camp with kids separated, where women were forced to get hysterectomies.
Yep.
So, you know, not a gas chamber, but hey, it's a starting point.
Yep. America has a sordid history of eugenics.
Yeah, we do. So,
I would implore everyone to Google the history of America's eugenics.
And do it now, because specifically Trump wants to not teach reality to kids. He doesn't want to teach history. It makes America seem so bad and racist. Because it is!
Yeah, it's weird to me, too, that there's a camp of people that are so offended that, like, at the idea of teaching our kids some of the more sordid details of America. But you do that to prevent these things from happening again. Nobody is, like, I don't know things. There's a lot I've learned in the past year, 2 years about America that I had no clue, or I didn't know the details of, or like, maybe I just knew a little bit, but I didn't know, like, how bad it was. But it never made me look at America differently. It just said, all right, that was really fucking horrible. I hope we learned from that. And now here we are. And it's like, oh, we didn't learn from any of that shit.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What you should look at it as America, you should look at as a really hot chick that used to be incredibly obese. And what we want to do is give America the best plastic surgeons money can buy. We want to give them that Heidi Klum plastic surgery where you can't even tell that she has plastic surgery. But God damn it, nobody's that old and looks that good for that long without something being done. So your doctor is the best there ever is because...
It's regular soap, water, and a satin pillow.
Yeah. Bullshit.
That's all she
bullshit.
Sees. A really nice pillowcase.
That's bullshit. I mean, it's not bullshit because, I mean, she's that hot. But the point is, America should be treated like an obese chick that got really, really hot. Yes, it's really, really hot. But you know what? Every now and then, break out that picture so you see how far we've come. Yeah, I used to be just, I didn't like myself. I ate to make the pain go away. I put down others to make myself feel better. I was stuck. Like, you know, America, I love America because of what it can be. But here's the thing. My generation, like, I'm the first, like, I'm maybe four, like, this. There's my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. And then I'm pretty sure after that, you get into some slavery territory. And if not at that, you go one more. So within five generations, we're at slavery with my family. Maybe less. Just that. Within five generations of people in my family, you get to slavery. So I'm kind of the first to second generation that ever really had a fucking chance. So, you know, you don't have to like the fact that, you shouldn't actually. Trump didn't like the fact, this is the first actual non-sociopathic thing I've heard him say. But you have to put it into the proper context to really see through it, to get that take that away from it. Where he said he didn't like that they're trying to teach that American history was horrible and racist. Good. You shouldn't like that. It's not there for you to like. It needs to be taught, but it's not something you should like. I don't like that my family's from Colfax, Louisiana, that if you look it up in Google, the first thing that comes up is the Colfax Massacre, where somebody wrote a book about it. There's a massacre where pretty much people just, and here's the thing, right now Colfax is so smart, they're going through hell with Corona and everything, because they were already dirt poor as it was, so this is obviously not helping things. But they're such a small, tight community that everybody generally either knows everybody or is related to somebody. So, and that massacre, it's pretty much you know, a guarantee that someone in my family or a number of people in my family were in the numbers killed. Like, it's almost an impossibility that no one, you know, in my family died in that massacre. But this is our history. That I don't like it, but that's what it is. I don't like that it's there, but it needs to be there so that I know that it's there, that my cousins know it's there, that my kids will know that it's there. It sucks ass. It's fucked up, but oh well, that's not for, like, there's a lot of fucked up shit in every facet corner in comic books and streaming and podcasts and video games on TV. Like, there is a horrible something to everything. In your favorite food, there's the most horrible version of it. In your favorite food, there's the most horrible restaurant that makes it. You got to take the good. There's nothing that is 100%, well, I'm not going to say there's nothing that's 100% good or bad, but there's nothing that's 100% good. There's bad in everything. Generally, I wish I could say the same for the other side, but as we've seen within at least the past year or so of 2020, yeah, some people, if there was good in them, it's not as easy to find. Closing thoughts, Jess Heather. Like every episode in 20... Hold on. Like every episode in 2020. I'm sorry, folks. No, we can't necessarily end on a good note because it's 2020. So, you know.
My closing thought is I feel like I am on the asteroid that is hurtling towards Earth.
You wish.
And I just don't... I don't know. I'm anxious about this election. Every day is just a horrific shit show. I never know what's going on anymore. I just try to make it through each day.
Yeah, I mean, I've here's the thing. We're gonna be in for a ride, one way or another. Regardless, there's going to be, and I'm not saying this because I want this. I'm not saying this because, unlike the president, I can say I don't want racist or extremists on either side to be violent or commit violence in any way, shape, or form. I can say that. That's just me. I'm not the president. But there is going to be. I'm just saying it how it is, how I see it. Like, I sent you that Doctor Strange. The Doctor Strange clip. I only see one possibility of things turning out good. Even remotely good. And I said remotely because, regardless of what happens, the month after the election will be, I wish I couldn't say, I wish I didn't have to say this. I wish I was going to be wrong about this, but I'm not. Because I have eyes. The month after the election, most likely starting the day of to the day after the election, America will probably be in the worst place that it has ever been. Fall of 2020. That's my prediction. And it's simply because if Biden wins, the right's not going to just... Trump is setting it up so that the right's not just going to take it lightly. And if Trump wins, well, sorry, but the left can't stop yelling at the top of our throats because what else do we have left? So what's going to happen at that point is, you know... revolution. Like, this is how revolutions start. I personally have no want to leave my house. I want to stay inside the house, away from corona, away from violence. I personally do not. I have to say, the cops in Indiana, I've never had any bad experience. I think they've actually been fairly good. Out of my overall experience between cops in Jersey, Florida, every place I've been, I've had the best experience with the Indiana Police Department. So I just want to say that for myself. But that being said,
I had to deal with a cop a few weeks ago, and he was quite a gentleman, decent, did what his job was, and that was it.
Yeah, so. I've never been of a frame of mind that all cops are assholes. But at the same time, I don't know you. When I meet a cop, I don't know you. And for me, well, you have a gun and I don't. There's any number of things where I could get fucked over. So that's always going to be where I come from. My family us black people, we have literally, it's a tradition. You know what traditions, you know how different, you're Jewish people, you have traditions, right? You have
a ton of traditions.
You know what a black tradition is? Telling your children how to talk to police.
I have heard that. There are classes for black children, like so.
In schools, yeah. It's in urban schools, we have.
That should not be a thing. That is awful.
And it's not so much that it's not a good thing, because it's
no, it should not be a thing.
Well, yeah, no, it shouldn't be. Well, here's the thing. It here's the irony of it. I see it as a good thing, but it's only because I'm black. Because you should know how to talk to this person that has a gun. But it's just amazing that people who aren't black, it's just like a what? It's like the fact that that is not a thing with white people in itself. Just that itself. Like there, at the end of the day, that should literally be the only thing that we put for. Well, not the only thing, but the main thing for Black Lives Matter and equality. Black people have a tradition that we've passed down from generation to generation of how to talk to cops and white people. That alone. And we have to do it. Why? Because of survival. Because that's the thing. Why do we have to explain?
Well, you don't have to explain to me, because I do believe in white privilege. White privilege is a thing, obviously. But
You should rephrase how you said that, because the way you said that sounded completely wrong. The way you said it was like, I just want you to know that I'm all for white privilege. That's how it sounded.
White privilege. I'm for admitting that white privilege is a thing.
Yeah. You're really like, I believe in white privilege. But whoa. What? It helped me out every day when I go to the store.
It is a thing. And my message to white people, by the way, and this is like not all the white people I know, but there's a definite, you can admit that white privilege exists. It does not inherently make you a racist. Listen, I was unfriended by a family member last week. On Facebook, and there's a possibility she will never talk to me or the kids again. And it's just fine. But it goes to show you fucking white people. White people have a weird way of like saying really racist shit and then like padding it around like, I'm not a racist, but like here are my super fucking racist thoughts.
Yeah.
It was like
I'm not a racist, but I'm about to say something that's pretty racist. Right,
the point she made, and listen, I know we have to wrap up, and I would love to get it, because I feel like this person needs to be put on blast, but her point was that Breonna Taylor deserved to be shot.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Probably was going to die one day anyway for having known a drug addict. And it was like the most head-exploding statement I think I've ever seen on Facebook, which is pretty like, listen, if you won that trophy, goddamn, lady. Like...
By her arguments, I hate to tell her, but, and I don't wish this on anybody, so it's all just conjecture, but she should, by her own thoughts, she should probably get shot too, because I guarantee you she's known drug addicts.
Her son, who is a year younger than my 11-year-old daughter, broke into a school last year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you're really going to sit there and say, like, well, if you know somebody, listen, this kid is only 5 years away from being a drug dealer. I hate to tell you.
Here's the thing. Someone who makes that statement and has that opinion, there's only two sections. Either they're completely have no connection with the real world as far as what drug use is about, or they have a very close relationship with drugs and whatnot.
I'm gonna spill all the tea for however many, you know, dozen listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good shit. And when we get off this, I'm going to voice message you on Facebook all about it.
But yeah, it's people are people. And just only thing I want to say, we'll end this, you know, we got a second witness. But only thing I just want to say is go to Savage Graphics. No, we'll get to that. just, yeah. No, it's just the world's fucked. Be prepared. Just don't do anything stupid. People are going to do things stupid. Keep a hold to your morals. And when I say keep a hold to your morals, it means have them.
Okay? Love your fucking neighbor, goddamn.
Or at least don't hate them. Just you don't have to love them, but don't hate them.
You don't have to talk to my neighbors.
Yeah. Just don't do bad. Golden rule. Do unto others as you want done unto you. Again, pointing that Trumps are sadomasochists because apparently they want for people to treat them like shit because that's what they're doing. Anyway, I want to leave you guys off. I want you guys just launched a new website where you can actually listen to the Broke Blurred Pod and you can check all my content. You can check my YouTube channels. You can check merch store. You can support us. They're just like, and I'm bringing my, and here's the thing, anybody listening, especially those of you who are listening, the website is savagegraphicsmedia.com. That's right. We're official. And this is pretty much to the few listeners I have, getting on the ground floor while you're hot. One of the things I want to do with the site is make a section for other people to let their voice be heard and let their passions be seen. So if you have a way that you may want to contribute, you need something showcased, drop us a line. There's a contact section on the website. Drop us a line. Anything. If you have an idea, there's something that you want to share. And I'm not going to say I'm definitely going to put you on the website, but if, you know, make an argument, make a case for it. And there's a good chance I might be able to do something for you. Because I want to use this platform to help as many people as I can. You know, I do also need traffic. I'm not going to bullshit you. We want to get traffic to the site, but that's more to help everybody than just myself. I want everybody to be able to have their voices heard. And when I started this out a little over a year ago, from the start, my biggest thing is like, and this is for anybody, this is for us, this is for anybody who is a content creator that you want to help support, that's a friend of yours. When they send you something, it's nice that you like, don't like, share. If you're going to like and share, but share it, spread the word. That's what we all need. We don't just need you to like. And I'm happy that you like it, but that doesn't do me any good because no one cares that you like it because no one can see that you like it because you're not sharing that with other people. So if you want to support somebody, you can throw money at it if you want. We all will take money, or you can just share us. And right now, most people, if you share us, that itself means the world to us and to me. So I think all you guys, we're surviving. We'll try to get another one of these in there sooner than later.
But it was again, all my fault, and I apologize.
Again, you know, just Heather has to have a life. So
not because I want to have one.
So we'll have another one of these soon. Hopefully the world will not. I don't even say hopefully because the world will fall into further decay. That's just how it is because it's 2020. And then we'll talk about it then too. So for the Broke Blurred Pod, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today has been...
Just Heather. Goodbye.
Just Heather. All right, guys. I'll see you guys next time. Remember, go to savagegraphicsmedia.com. Check it out. Drop us a line. You guys are awesome. Remember, don't tell yourself you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? And now, time to ask Craig to leave so we can properly end this. You can't end it till Craig leaves. And just like last time. Did I leave this in last time? I don't think I did, but one of these days I will. Because it's not supposed to be part of the show. So. Damn it, Craig, I didn't do it right. Mainly because, copy. There we go. Craig, leave. Bye.